As we read the Bible, we find that there are certain acts of worship that God has given us to perform unto Him. One of these acts of worship is the taking up of a collection upon the first day of the week. In 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, Paul would write, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." God has given us a certain day in which to perform this act of worship, and that is the first day of the week. In 2 Corinthians 9, 7, Paul would write, "Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." Notice that it is an individual act of worship. It is something that every male, female, and child who is a Christian must perform. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 16:2, "Let every one of you lay by him in store." 2 Corinthians 9:7, "Every man according as he purposeth in his heart." Just as no one can sing in my place or partake of the Lord's Supper or pray to God for me or listen to the preaching of God's word to me, so nobody can give in my place. Also notice in 2 Corinthians 9:7, Paul would tell us how not to give. He said, first of all, not grudgingly. In order for our offering to be acceptable to God, it must be done in a certain manner with a certain attitude. And to give grudgingly is to give with regret. That is, I'm not to put money in the collection plate on the first day of the week and then later on in the week think, well, I wish I hadn't given God that much or else I could have bought this for myself this week. That's not the type of offering that God desires. Also, Paul said it is not to be of necessity. That is, we're not to just give because God has commanded us to give. Sometimes people may give when the collection plate is passed by, and they may think, well, if I don't put something in this collection plate, then I'm not going to make it to heaven. And so to them, it becomes a necessary evil in order to give money to God. God does not want this type of offering. He doesn't desire that type of giving upon the first day of the week. Paul then tells us the type of offering that God desires. He says, so God loveth a cheerful giver. God desires a gift that the giver wants to give unto him. God desires a gift that is a joyous gift to give unto him. And so when we think of giving unto God upon the first day of the week, if we want God to accept our free will offering, it has to be a joy to us to give to God. Just as other people find a great joy in worshiping God through prayer or through at the avenue of singing, we must find a great joy in giving to God of our means. Paul said it must not be done grudgingly, it must not be done of necessity, but it must be done in a cheerful manner.